Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got to go back to this this Hader story. This guy, Josh Hader from the Brewers, right? Isn't he the reliever? He's in big trouble, dude. I mean, this is a nightmare for him. This is just beginning. Like, he doesn't even realize this is happening, does he? Who did this to him?
He has to have known because he locked his Twitter account.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Was this, like, so this is his legitimate Twitter to this day?
Right. Those were up there tonight. Obviously, like I said, most people probably never saw his Twitter account before. You know, obviously he had people following, maybe Brewers.
Oh, they have now.
Brewers fans, things like that. But he was one of the guys, I guess, who probably tweeted from his account during the game. MLB retweeted it, whatever. And then people go and they look at all of his tweets from, you know, 2011, 2012, and they find that.
Okay, this is unbelievable. So he's just doomed. Like, they're going to ruin his life, right, the media? Are they not going to destroy this guy?
Big time.
So one of his tweets says, I need a bee that can Pharrell cook and clean. Here's another one. I hate gay people. Let me just go through these. I just want to. These are Josh Hader tweets. The reliever. I'm gay as Pharrell. Whoever I marry better be ready for my. Heavens to Betsy. It just gets worse by the one. When I, Pharrell. She let her, oh, God, I can't even say this stuff. Sniffing coke lines off of my, ugh. She riding on that train. She's crushing down that powder. I'm puffing on this sour diesel. Like, this guy's nuts, right? Here's another one. This is going to go well. KKK, he writes. Here's another one. White power. Lots of laugh. It's real funny, Josh. Here's another one. I don't give a damn. I'm a triply N-bomb. Pharrell my lungs. Pharrell my liver. And then had her bouncing on my blank like a seesaw. Can you imagine this stuff? Can you even imagine this?
And that's just, I guess, a sampling. I'm sure there's more than that.
I mean, it's just the tip of the iceberg right here. Like, this is enough to get you thrown out of baseball, isn't it? How much trouble do you think he's in for?
So he's 24 years old now, so that means that those were probably when he was, I'm going to say, 17, right in that area? 17, 18 years old?
I mean, like, so do you forget it and forgive him because he was young? Do you let it slide because he was 17 or 18? When did he get into baseball? When was he a major leaguer for the first time? When did he make it in baseball is what I want to know. Because you're saying this is all when he was 17 or 18 years old?
Correct.
Not
well,
now.
Well, the dates on those tweets are from 2011, 2000, you know.
Right, 2012, 2011, 2011, all like 2011, 2012.
Which would make him 17 and 18 years old.
All right, 17 and 18. So high school senior.
Yeah, well, first year in college, whatever it was.
Whatever. So what is he? How long has he been in baseball?
This is his second season in the big leagues.
And how old is he now?
He is 24.
So he was 22 when he came in the league. So 17, 18.
23 when he made his
debut. So 5 years after these tweets, he came into the league. So how do you think it's going to go over? I mean, this is obviously huge, right?
It's not going to go over very well.
How is he going to deal with this?
Some members of Hader's family were wearing his All-Star replica jersey, have taken them off and been given generic jerseys without his name on the back. That was from Jeff Passan of Yahoo's at the game. Jeez.
So wait, you're telling me his family was at the game and they made him take his name off the back?
Well, you've got to remember, everybody in the crowd has got on their phones. They know what's going on. And you see, after seeing that, you see somebody wearing a Hader jersey. what do you think the chants are going to be at you?
Right.
So his family obviously was wearing his jersey at the game.
Where did you catch this story tonight? On Twitter?
Yeah, people just started tweeting about it.
And now is it like all over the place, like crazy?
It's all over. It's starting to. It's all over the place now.
And now is it like a major tweet trending story?
Yeah, because like some of the baseball, like national baseball guys are starting to now tweet about it. Like that nugget I just gave you there about his family
passing.
Was from passing. So guys are now catching wind of what's going on here.
And no one knew that he had all this racism and hate.
I mean, who's, look. This
and
is
it sounds like a hate for all races, blacks, Asians, gays, and then women. He hates women, it would appear. He treats women horribly. Like these tweets are like as a high school senior or college freshman, whatever. He sounds obviously like he treats women poorly. You don't talk that way about women and get away with it, right? That's his first of all. His big problem is going to be, I think, the women stuff, and then the race stuff is right there with it. Like it's literally on the same level in concert with one another. Like, I mean, he just flat out dropping N bombs, white power, KKK. I mean, the stuff about doing coke, you know, and smoking sour diesel, and then talking about his, you know, his goods in his pants. I hate gay people, and he calls women bees left and right. He's finished. Like, his reputation's finished. How do you fix something like that is what I want to know. If you're a PR guy, how do you change this guy's... I mean, his image is going down the toilet tonight, right? By the end of, literally, he won't, like, go to bed tonight, right? He's finished. Isn't he in some hotel in D.C.? He's going to be there in some hotel? Or are they all, they're not all flying out tonight, are they? Probably tomorrow.
I'm reading right now.
He's going to have a long
night.
He's
going to talk tonight.
Oh, he's going to talk about it tonight?
This is what one writer just tweeted. MLB Chief Legal Officer Dan Halem says Josh Hader will talk tonight. League will consider a statement tomorrow.
So the league has now become involved in this because it's so horrible.
Of course.
What do you think of this? Like, it's crazy, the stuff I just read on the air. It's crazy.
I think he's in bed. I don't know what. It's hard. We went through this not to this level. The stuff that was on Josh Allen's was not this.
What's great about
it? Crazy, but we talked about this same thing before the draft with Josh Allen.
So, but a lot of people are tweeting and stuff. Do you see? What's great is some of the pictures.
Yeah, I know.
Some just shows once again the danger of social media and how stupid these kids are that have them. Like they don't think; they just put stuff out there, not realizing how much it's going to bite them in the ass in the future.
But the pictures that go with the picture memes that are going and whatever that are going with these,
like the other players on the. All start looking at the phone, like with the look on their face, like, what the hell is this?
I mean, the pictures that are going with these tweets are just phenomenal. The one with Jimmy Buckets, did you see that one?
Yeah, there was a couple of good ones.
And all the SpongeBob ones. You got to admit, they're great. The one of Steve Carell and his from The Office, that was great. When I Pharrell, she let her blank, blank. Oh, my God. It's just so awful. I mean, it is awful. This is so disastrous for Josh Hader. Like, does it even matter that Manny Machado is going to the Dodgers? Look at, they're reporting it on Fox. Is that not enough for you now? That's not good enough either. You're waiting for a Dodger press release before I win the bet. So I won't get that tonight. Therefore, I will not win the bet. Carver High still hinging on tomorrow winning the bet.
Here, not finalized, but expectation is tomorrow, Thursday latest, Dodgers will get Machado.
I think they already have him.
I think they do, too, but I don't think we're going to officially know that until tomorrow.
Can you believe that?
MLB might be wanting them to put out the news tonight, though, the way that this is going for them.
Maybe they'll go with this.
Why don't you guys go announce that Machado trade so we can change the headline here after the game?
Is there anything worse for baseball than to have a great All-Star game that was just... whatever, 10 home runs?
Bunch of homers. Just
great,
I mean,
night.
A lot of boring in the middle, but, I mean, you had some excitement at the end.
But then ruined by this.
Oh, this is it. This is all anybody will remember. You think they're going to let these guys tweet at the game anymore?
And now it's pouring there. Look at the weather. Is that happening right now? Oh, that's before the game. The rain before the game was insane. They had flooding there, and then somehow they played that game, and you would have never known they had floods, right? Great job by the grounds crew. So after this game's over, they're trying to talk about Manny Machado. They're trying to talk about the game, but all that anybody wants to talk about is Josh Hader's just horrific tweets of racism and hate toward all races and women, right? And then massive amounts of drug talk, like coke and sour diesel and just sex galore and just bad, porous behavior.
And here's his quote, and this was predictable. I was going to say this is probably...
There's J-Lo waving to the audience on television.
Hader just said, I was 17 years old. I obviously said some things that were inexcusable. I'm deeply sorry. There you go.
And that's it?
That's the first one. Maybe more will come up, but obviously...
Did he tweet that?
No, he's talking to the press right
now. This is an announcement.
This is from Bill Shaken of...
So he admits when he was 17 years old that he said some horrible things.
When you're a kid, you tweet out what's on your mind. Tweet what's on your mind.
Well, that you tweet what you are.
Hader apologized and said his awful tweets do not reflect his current views. When you're a kid, you tweet what's on your mind, he said.
Wow.
His honesty.
But is he going to get away with that?
I highly doubt it.
No one's going to let him live that down, that
when
he said those things.
When does he issue the apology for his apology? Because you know what? Before that was the PR, you know, line that he'd cross. I was young. I was dumb. I didn't mean to do it. It's not what I believe. And then you say, when you're young, you tweet what's on your mind. So all that stuff, the racist stuff, the homosexual stuff, all that stuff was on your mind. That's saying that you did believe it then.
That's exactly what it is.
Don't say it doesn't reflect my beliefs now or then. You're saying it doesn't reflect my beliefs now, but then, yeah, I felt that.
Yeah, but if you said it then, you probably still think it now. You just won't say it, right?
He said he's ready for any consequences. He will address his teammates.
Oh, there you go. He's going to get along terrifically with the Asians and blacks on the team that he's offended. Certainly, he does not like black people, apparently. He's very abusive toward the blacks and the Asians and women. So it is not going to be a good week for Josh Hader, whose career is taking a huge nosedive tonight to hell. Are you surprised that no one so far is really reacting to it? I mean, now you're seeing it break on the story on various sports websites and the like. Here it is, Hader apologizing for his old offensive tweets. Why even label it as old? It's almost like the media is trying to sell it as old news, that it's old, that he, did it a long time ago. What'd you say it was? It was 17, now he's 22?
Yes, about that.
So 5 years ago.
Well, it's 2011 and 12. I mean, so six or 7 years ago.
So he had several of them. Gay people freaked me out. He apologized, said he was young, immature, and stupid. And they're saying his racist, homophobic tweets were a sign of immaturity when he was 17 and plans to apologize to his teammates, saying that they don't reflect on him as a person now. No excuses. I was dumb and stupid. It shows some maturity that he's taking responsibility for it now. The question is whether he believes some of the homophobic thoughts he tweeted, because then there would be an issue. Fans have already turned on him as a result. So it's just everywhere. They made him reverse their jerseys, taken off of the reserve jerseys with Hader on them, the family and friends outside the clubhouse. Some members of his family, we get it. They gave him generic ones. He's having this great season. He's ready to face the consequences. What do you think the consequences will be? How do you not punish him for this? Like, you cannot just let this go because it's old.
I don't know. I mean,
you think they'll blow it off?
Not be blow it off, but like. We were just talking about it in here. Like, what are you gonna do to him? Like, I get it. It's horrible, and just the stuff that he tweeted about back then is just—it's terrible.
Can he just
all of it?
So you almost are saying to me that it can blow over.
I don't know about blow over. This is not gonna leave him. I'm not saying blow over,
right.
But I'm saying punishment.
Do you want him on the Yankees?
I'm saying punishment wise.
He's a great closer.
No, I don't want him on my team.
You don't want him?
No.
Never did?
Never did. I don't want him on my team now.
Okay, but would you ever want him? Because he's got good stuff.
Yeah, but...
But now you don't.
I don't want him now.
So now
and that's
what?
The sentiment I'm getting from Brewer fans on here,
right,
too.
Right, so what do you think of him now, like everyone else?
I don't want him on my team, but what I'm saying is, what can they actually do to him? You're going to throw him out? You're going to throw him out of baseball?
No, I don't think so, but I think that... I have no idea what they're going to do to him. There's no way you can say those things at any point and get away with it and not have some kind of repercussion, like a fine, a suspension, something.
They can't do anything to him. He wasn't in the league then. He was a teenager out of the baseball. If he tweeted that tonight, sure, they could fine him, suspend him,
so
do
you
whatever.
Think because it was before he played baseball that he's in the clear?
As far as from the team and from baseball, it's like suspension,
you
fines.
You may be right.
Yeah. But I'm sure they're going to, you know, send him on some PR tour, like make him go – do some community service or something to try to rehab his image. But as far as them coming down him and saying, you know, you can't do this and we're going to make you pay for it, they can't do a damn thing. The Players Association would go nuts.
Wow. Well, you're probably right that there's nothing they can do to him for something that happened before he was in baseball. He apologized. The tweets came in 2011 and 12. He included him quoting offensive rap lyrics as well as a few homophobic quotes. So it goes on and on. Carver High said there's millions of them, not just the ones he gave me. There's tons of them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.